We're here to Yilui Nishmosoi Amarein V'Rabbeinu B'David Kronglas Rabbe Ezra Kronglas Echon Levroche, who was a Mashgiach in the Yeshiva for a long time, maybe 30-40 years. When I was a Bocher, I came here into the Yeshiva. He was a Mashgiach and had a profound influence on my life. He inculcated Yirat Shamayim, Emune, and Diktuk and Mitzvahs, and to anyone who heard him speak or saw him, the way he lived, the way he reacted, he had a profound influence on the yeshiva, which is still felt till this day, indirectly by virtue of the Rabbeim, who learned from him and heard from him. And it's kedai for us to think a moment about what a koich he was. He was from the Bechirei of the Yeshiva Smir that escaped from under the fingers of the Gestapo, Yishmach Shemom, in Poland, and he made their way to Japan, and then first to China, then to Japan, and then to China. And they sat and learned for about 6 years of the duration of the war. Basmoda Rabbe, it was a miracle that they were able to find a place for the yeshiva to be able to learn and to house them. And he put out a sefer while he was in Shanghai, which was republished here. It was the Yira Shemaim that he inculcated. He used to daven for the Yomer on Shachris on Yom Nevoim, and the sound of his Melech HaMelech still reverberates in my mind when he got up to daven Shachris Yira Shemaim, and the Elichkeit and the consistency and his demands. He came from a different world, thrust suddenly into a world of Americans who had no idea what the yeshivas of Torah. The yeshiva was very small when he came, with just 60 bochurim in the yeshiva. But he nevertheless was able to understand the bochurim and to develop them, to make them grow. Fakir, he raised everybody to his hasogas, didn't stoop to their hasogas. Sometimes people want to be mashpia by lowering themselves to the level of the person they're trying to mashpia on, but he raised everybody to his level. He saw a different type of person, a different type of human being, and we're all raised to be influenced by him. And in addition to being the mashgiach of the yeshiva, he also said a daily shir. In fact, they say that he insisted that when he was offered the job of mashgiach in yeshiva, position of mashgiach in yeshiva, he insisted that he also say a shir, because he wanted everyone to know that he speaks with the authority of a godel b'tere also, much as a godel b'musa. And he said a daily shir, which also had a tremendous impact in the development and learning of bochurim, in addition to his weekly shmus and his personal contact with bochurim. I remember I used to spend hours sometimes talking to him on different things. He had an enormous influence on me. Kodesh Baruch Hu give that the evening that we're spending here hearing his Chiddushei Torah be an ilui for his neshome and a chizuk for the Tanya Yeshiva, and add to our avonas haTorah and add to our Yira Shamayim the way he wanted to do with all of his lifetime.
Rishus, Rosh HaYeshiva, Maronov, Rabbonov, Raboisai. Einois in the Foshes, Letzadikim, Devreim, Heinem, Zichroinom. I have the schuss to say over a shir from the Zayde, Zichroinom, Devroche. I wasn't matzliach to find a shir in the sugis that Talmud HaYeshiva are learning right now. But Be'ezra Hashem will say over a Klolius de Kashir on Yesoidus de Kinyonim that hopefully everybody be Moitze Batam. The Yadua and Shas in many places, the Klal of Ein Hoylchin B'momin Acha Haroiv. The Sugim Bobekame, Machloikis Rav Shmuel, Amoiche Shor Lechaveiroi V'nim Tzenakchin. Somebody sold a shor to somebody else, and the shor was found to be a nagchin. And the lekeach says, I can't have this shor. It's a mekach toys. And he wants to get his money back. And the moichetain is, I sold you the shor to shecht it. And then it wouldn't bother you that it's a nagchin. And the lekeach tain that I bought the shor for harisha. I can't have a shor that's a nagchin. Machloik is a mekach toys. The roiv in that place was that roiv people bought it for harisha. The Lekeach has a roiv on his side that it's a mekach toyes, but he already paid the moiche, and he wants to be moitzi the money from the moiche. Rav says, hoilchem imomen acha roiv, the roiv is moitzi momen for the moiche. Shmuel says, ein hoilchem imomen acha roiv. Ha moitzi mechavela veraya, and the roiv doesn't have the koyach, the roiv is not enough powerful to be moitzi momen from the moiche. There's a sugi in Bobekame, and the halacha all over Shas is like Shmuel, ein hoilchem momen acha roiv. Hamoitzi mechaveri all over raya, and the roiv is not a koyach of a raya to be moitzi momen. There's a sugi in Baba Kama. There's another sugi in Shas in Sanhedrin, in Daf Samachtes. Are we hoilchem bedinin nefoshes acha roiv? If we have a sofik, if somebody's mechuyev misa, could bezen be mechayev misa, al pi a psak of a roiv? And the Gemara's machriya, Hoilchin benirin nefoshes acha roif. The Gemara brings a raya. It's a Mishnah. Baz gimul shonim she neskatshe. A ketana that was neskatshe. The father has a koyach to be mekadosh a ketana min ha-toyre. Baz gimul shonim she neskatshe. As a dinner ve'eshes ish. Ve'habo leo is chayiv misa. Chayiv misa ve'eshes ish. Frag the Gemara. Maybe she's an islandess. A ketana is not yet nikir. If she's an islandess, until she's a gdoila, we don't know if she's an islandess. And if she's an islandess, the kedushin's a mekach tois. How do we know for sure that she's a eishes ish, the mechayiv misa, the bo'aleo? So, the gemara, roiv noshem, and not islandess. We go bas a roiv, and we assume that she's not an islandess, and it's not a mekach tois. And the kedushin's a good kedushin, and she's an eishes ish, and we're mechayiv misa, the bo'aleo. Alma hoilchim bedin in the foshes acha roiv. The Gemara has a dichi on this raya. Maybe he's talking about that the one that was mekadosh the isha was mekabel. That even if she's an idleness, afal pikin amaskim to the kedushin, it won't be a mekach tois. That's a dichi the Gemara gives. But the Rambam paskins the Mishnah, paskin l'shonav yemechot sheneskatshe is a bol leos chayv mishameishes ish, and the Rambam doesn't bring that there's a tenai that it's only if he was mekabel on himself, even if she's an idleness. Hoilchim bedini nefoshes acha roiv. We can mechayev misa with roiv. Tosfos already grapples with the kasha. Why would dini nefoshes be more kal than dini momenis? By dini momenis we don't go baser roiv, and dini nefoshes we would go baser roiv. Tosfos is done that dini nefoshes has a muchzik, and to be moitzi momen roiv is not strong enough. Maybe dini nefoshes we don't consider a muchzik. The Shmaitze brings from the Balakuntus Asfekis, his brother, that he asked again this kasha, and he based the kasha on a hanoche, that just like there's a concept of hamoitze mechavel verayu when we come to take our moment, when we come to mechayiv misa, we have the same svara. We're being moitze from the person his nefesh, and besides for the choymer of din and nefoshes, but there's another element to the Din Torah, we're being moitzi his nefesh from him, and would have the same qualifications would be needed to say ha moitzi mechavei l'veraya as the mechayiv misa. The Shmaitzer brings the kasha. How could it be that Roiv helps the Paskin on Dinu Nefoshes? You have the same svara, Moitzi Mechavel of Arayi, being Moitzi from him is Nefesh. Zog the Shmaitzer, Gewaldiki Yisoid. It brings a Rambam. Gewaldiki Yisoid, the Rambam. The Rambam says like this. We all know that to be Mechayiv, Dinu Nefoshes, or Dinu Momenes, we need to have two Eidim. Al Pishnayim Eidim Yokum Dover. Eidechad is not enough to Mechayiv Misa or Momen. By Yisurim, Eidechad is Nemor, Eidechad Nemor by Yisurim. If Eidechad would come to Bezin and say, Ploini ate Chalev, Bezin couldn't give him Malkus. Eidechad. But if Eidechad comes and says, this is Chalev, we would not be allowed to eat it, because Eidechad Nemor by Yisurim. So, Dr. Rambam, if Eidechad comes to us and says, this is Chalev, we accept Eidechad. We paskin it's Chalev. We paskin, nobody's allowed to eat this. It's awesome. Mishum is a Chalev. Eidechad Nemor by Yisurim. Afterwards, somebody comes and eats the Chalev. Now Bezin could give him Malkus. Even though Eidechad is not enough for Malkus, but since Eidechad was accepted, the Paskin, that the Chalev is also, because Eidechad never be Surim, Isser Atzmoy be Eidechad Yuchsek. Once the Isser became ongenomen by us, once the Isser became established by us, now we know that it's also, and now Bezin could even give Malkus. If Eidechad's made directly on the Chiv Malkus, Bezin can't accept such an Eidus. We can't use the Eidechad to Mechayev Malkus. But if the Eidechad is made on the Isser, and the Mele is we want to be Mechayev Malkus, Eidechad is moil for that. So, Gdishmaitze, this is also the Pshat and Hoylchim Bedirin the Fosh Acharoiv. Be'emes, if we would have a Shaila, if somebody did a Maisa, is he Mechuyev Misa or Potter? And we had a Roiv saying that he's Mechuyev Misa, Bezin cannot be Mechayev Misa. If a Roiv is not Moitzi Momen, is a roiv can't be moitzi and nefesh from a person either. But we're not talking about that in that Gemara. Somebody was mekadesh ktana, and we want to know, does she have an iser eishesish? Roiv paskin, that she's an eishesish? The roiv says she's not an idleness, and the kedushin is a good kedushin. The roiv paskin is an iser eishesish. Roiv ke paskin on the iser. Later on, somebody came, he was bo'olel. So the Roiv is not directly paskining on the Dinin of Foshes. The Roiv already paskined earlier that this is a Eishes Ish. And then, just like Issa Atzmoy Beidechad Yuchsak, we could say Issa Atzmoy is Yuchsak with Roiv. That becomes established with Roiv. And later on, somebody's Bo'olel is Chayiv Misa. Einochinami, by Dinin Momenis, if we would have such a Eichetimsa, that the Roiv would paskin before it became the gate to the Itzahas moment, then we would takabi moitzi the moment al pi the roif. The halacha of ein holchem din af, bidinin moment is acha roif, ein holchem the moment acha roif, like the mice that we brought down, moichet shor lechaver v'nim tza nagchin. He bought the shor, he gave the money. Later on the shor was found in nagchin. The lekech wants his money back. And the moichet says, no, you bought it for shchita. The lekech said, I bought it for charisha. The roif is on the side of the lekech, but the roiv has to paskin directly on the itzoas moment. Ein holchem moment achar roiv. If be'emes there's no kul and dinim nefoshes over dinim momentis, the klal will be the same by both. If the roiv paskin before it was negeya to paskin the moment or the nefoshes, and then it already became established by us al pi the roiv, then we can mechayev nefoshes or moment. If the roiv has to paskin directly on the itzoas moment or on the dinim nefoshes, then ein holchem achar roiv. This is Yisoid Godel from the Shmaitze. Is a Rambam in Perek Tazvov Yisurei Bia. Ha'asufi shenimtza be'ir. A child was found in a city. Sheyesh bo goyim. This city has goyim and Yisraelim. And we don't know if this child is a Yid or a goy. Zog the Rambam, Bein shoy yeroiv goyim, or yeroiv Yisrael. No difference, no matter if the city is roiv goyim, or the city is roiv Yisrael, harei ze sofik goyling in yuchsin. He's a sofik. Kideish isha, tzricha get me sofik. If this person was mekadesh a isha, she needs a get me sofik. Maybe he's a Yisrael, and the kedushin is chal. Maybe he's a goy, the kedushin is not chal. It's a sofik, and she needs a get me sofik. And if somebody would come and kill this individual that was found, this Ish HaMesupik, somebody killed him, if he's a Yisrael, then the Ritzach is supposed to be Nerak. If he's a Goy, the Ritzach is not Nerak. We have a Sofik, we can't kill the Ritzach, even if it's Roiv Yisrael. What happened to the din of Hoylchim, the din of the Foshes Achar Roiv? The Rama Paskin, the din of Hoylchim, the din of the Foshes Achar Roiv? And even though the Shmaitz is Yisoid, this should have been Hoylchim, the din of the Foshes Achar Roiv. Because the Roiv Paskin on this person that he is, Yisroel, we're not allowed to kill him. Later on, somebody killed him. He should chayiv misa. Why is the Rambam paskin tamu chayiv misa? The same psak the Rambam says vayita alochechov zayin, that if this child, this person was found, if she was in a cave, on a cave was found in a city that's miksas Yisrael and miksas goyim, bein roiv Yisrael and bein roiv goyim, somebody's mekadesh this isha, she's a sofek eshesish. If she's a Yisroel, then she's an Eishasish. If she's a Goy, she's not an Eishasish. And if somebody's Bo Leo, ain't Horgan Oisoy, because it's a Sofik. The same Kasha. The Roiv should have paskined Ois that this person is a, this Isha is Israelis. And now, that should establish for us that whoever's Makadash, she's an Eishasish. And that person, if somebody's Bo Leo, should be Nerak. The Ravid disagrees with the Rambam over here, in the second Halacha. When the Rambam paskin on the cave that was found, and she became the skadsha, and even if it's Roiv Yisraelim, we're not mechayev misa to the bo leo misofik, over here the Raiv is choylik. Oma Avrom, Otzolim, Mesech HaSanedrin, Hoyuchem Medirin Nefoshes Acha Roiv. There's two shailas lefaneinu. What's pshat in the Rambam? And Shainis, why did the Raiv wait for the second Rambam to disagree? The first Rambam says that if somebody would kill this individual that was a Sofik Yisrael, Sofik Goy, even if it's Roiv Yisraelim, ein horgin haritzeach mi Sofik. The Ravid does not disagree over there. Midashosiklei, oidu, yoidile. The Ravid's moide. The second halach in the Rambam, that when she's found, when it's found in the cave, in a mokum ha-mesupik, and somebody's Mekadasher, even if it's Roiv Yisraelim, we're not going to kill the Bo Leo. Over here, the Raiv is Choyluk. The Roiv Paskin, that she's the Yisraelis, and she has a din of an Eishasish. Why did the Raiv wait for the second Rambam? The Shita is a Rambam first. There is a Yisoid in the Shita Mekubetzes in Bob Metziah B'Shem Derosh. The Gemara says in Bob Metziah, Lagabi the aloch of Maisa Behema. Kofatz echel na menuyim. The aloch of Maisa Behema. Kola shayava tachas hashevet. A person has behemas, and each behema goes under the shevet. Ha'asiri yi koidish. Now we have some behemas that went already under the shevet. They were already menuyim, and they were potter for Maisa Behema. Kofatz echel na menuyim. One of those that are potter for Maisa Behema jumped back into the group that still have to be counted. Kulam peturim. Because maybe the 10th one that's passing on to the Shevet and we're coming to Mekadesh, maybe it's that one that's already potter. And the Torah said, Asiri Yekoidish, Asiri Vadai, Veloy Asiri Sofik. Frektoisvis, why don't we go Basaroif? The behemoth that's right now passing on to the Shevet, he's coming from a group that Roiv are still Mechoyiv. There's one that's potter that jumped back in. So why don't we go Basar Roiv and say that the one that's passing through, he's Mechoyiv in my Sebeim. Shita Mekubetzes brings the Rosh. Chidish Godl. That even though in Kol HaTerekulu we go Basar Roiv, but Roiv is not a Vadai Gomer. And if the Torah said Asiri Vadai, it's not enough with the Psak of Roiv. It has to be a Vadai Gomer, and Roiv is not enough. It's not yet an Asiri Vadai. The Shmaitz in a different place brings down this Rosh, and he's Moisev a Chiddush Din. There's two types of Roiv in Shas. There's a Roiv that's called a Rubah de Isa Kamon, and a Roiv called a Rubah de Leisa Kamon. A Rubah de Isa Kamon means we have two groups in front of us, and we found something, and we're Mesopik which group it came from. Teisha Chanuyos, Kulam Moichus Bosse Shchuta. And there's one Chanu sells Bosse Nevela. We found the Chatiches Bosse in the street, where did it come from? Did it come from the 9? It came from the 1. Hoylchen Acha Roiv, Ruben the Issa Kamon. We have two groups, and we could say that this Chaticha came from the Roiv. Ruben the Leisa Kamon means that the Sofik is nothing to do with the two groups. L'moshel, if we have a Sofik on a behemoth, if the behemoth is a treifa, or the behemoth is a sholem, roi behemoths are not treifas. Our Sofik is not if this behemoth comes from the group that are shleimim, or comes from the group that are treifas. Every behemoth develops by itself and is an independent entity. But lemaisa, roiv behemoths in the world aren't shleimim. That's called a ruba, the leisa kamon. The roiv is not telling us that the behemoth comes from that group, but is telling us that each behemoth independently develops like the roiv. Two types of roiv. Zog de shmaitz, a ruba, the isa kamon is not a svora. There's no svora to say that this chatiches bosa is more probable to have come from the roiv than from the miut. But ruba, the leisa kamon has a svora. Most behemoths develop this way. That's a svora that it's like that. The Shmaitzim Mechadish, that this klal, that the Shita Mekubetzis brings from the Rosh, that Roiv is not a Vadai, this klal is only said by Ruba the Isa Kamon, like the Maisa of Kof Atzach Min Amenuyim, that we have right now a group of behemoths. Roiv of these behemoths are still Mechuyiv in Maisa Behemoth. There's one of these behemoths are Potter, a behemoth is poirish from this group. We want to know if he's coming from the roiv or from the miyit. The ruba the iskamon that tells it comes from the roiv, but that's not a vaday gomer because this roiv doesn't have a svara. A ruba the leisa kamon lemoshul roiv behemis are not treifis. This roiv has a svara and this roiv has a din of a vaday gomer. The shmaitzer uses this as an afkemina by mamze. The same klal we have by mamze vaday veloy mamze sofik. A ruba de isa kamon would be a mamze sofik, but a ruba de leisa kamon would be a mamze vaday. Ad kan divrei hashmaitze. Lefizeh, we could say a gevaldike chiddush. This klal that the others have shmaitze was miyasid. That roiv doesn't have enough koyach to paskin on dinin nefoshes directly. Roiv could only help on dinin nefoshes indirectly, because the roiv already established that this is a iser, this is a chaticha di isura. After that, the person came and was oivad aveira, holchen achar roiv. Lamoshul, the case of the Gemara, that somebody was mekadesh a ketana, and we have a tzad, maybe she's an islandess, and then it's a mekach tois. The roiv says, no, roiv anoshim are not islandess. So that established for us that she is an Eishes Ish, and then somebody who's bald as Mechuyev Misa. That is a Ruba the Leisa Kamon. Which Lefi Divrei HaShmaitzer, the Ruba the Leisa Kamon has a Koyach of a Vadai. If this was established as a Vadai, then we could say that later on, if somebody is bald and does the Aveira, he was born a Vadai Eishes Ish. A Ruba the Isa Kamon is not a Vadai Goma. So even if the Ruba the Isa Kamon was Ongenumen by us, because the Ruba the Iskamon was not yet talking about the Din and the Foshes. The Ruba the Iskamon was talking about the Isser. And Lagabi the Isser, we do accept the Ruba the Iskamon. Ruba the Iskamon paskins for Kol HaTorah Kula, except for to be Moitzim Momen and the Foshes. So Lagabi the Isser, Avada, we were able to establish the Isser, Alpi the Ruba the Iskamon. But it wasn't established by us as a Vadai Gomor. It was a Psak of Roif. But there's still a tzad that she's not that it's not like that. Since it wasn't a vaday gomer, we can't use the klal iser atzmoi beidechad yuchsak or iser atzmoi beroiv yuchsak. This that we say something that becomes already established only when it's a vaday gomer. If I still see the tzad, maybe it's not like that. So we paskin with roiv, but we're always paskining with the roiv. We never could forget about the sofik and say the iser is established by us, and there's no mosfakis. We always know there's a sofik. The roiv has to always paskin for us. If it's going to become later on the geir to achiv misa, then we have to be done again. Was this osir? This was mutter. It was already paskin that it's osir, but we still had a tzad that it's mutter. So we have to still use the roiv to paskin again. If you want to use the roiv to paskin again, ein holchem din nefosh achar roiv. Lefi zeh, the Rambam is half of a fella. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, which the Rambam paskins that din, is when someone's Mekadesh Isha, we have a Sofik, maybe she's an islandess, and the Roiv paskin, she's not an islandess. Teruba the Leisa Kamon. That Roiv paskin, she's an Eishes Ish. Later on, Habo Leos Chayiv Chenek. But the Rambam is talking about a Tinek Hanimtze, and there's two groups in the city, Yisraelim and Goyim. We want to know if this Tinek comes from the Yisraelim, or the Tinek comes from the Goyim. That's a Ruba de Isa Kamon. Roiv Paskin is a Kol HaTorah Kula, but Roiv can't Paskin on Din Nefoshes. Even though this Roiv already Paskin before it was Negeya. Before it was Negeya to Mechayev Misa. But the Sofet never went away totally. We always see this at Saad, that maybe this individual is a Goy. Maybe he is a Goy. We Paskin that he's a Yisroel, a Gabi Disurim, because Roiv Paskins. But when somebody comes and does the Aveira, either the first Rambam, that somebody came and killed him, or the second Rambam, that's a Shalom, she's an Eishes Ish, and somebody was Mizane, we still see that Saad, maybe this person is not a Yisroel. There's a Roiv that says that this person's a Yisroel, but we have to use the Roiv again. The Roiv can't pass directly on Dinin Nefoshes. This would be the Pshat, and Shitas HaRambam. The Raivit was Choylik on the second Rambam. The first Rambam was talking about Otinek HaNimtze in a city with Roiv Yisraelim, and the Rambam says somebody who kills him is Potter. The Raivit is not Choylik in that Rambam. He doesn't say we go boss the Roiv and Din Nefoshes. The second Rambam, the Rambam says that if she's an Isha, this Tinoikis HaNimtze, and she was Niskadsha, and she's a Sofik Eishes Ish, if she's a Yisraelish Eishes Ish, if she's a Goy, she's not Eishes Ish, Habo Leo is not Chayiv Misa. Over here, the Rambam, the Raivit comes and says, Hoichiv Din Nefoshes, Achar Roiv. The Raivit does not hold of the Hezbo we said in the Rambam. The Raivit is Mefurish holds, even by Aruba de Isa Kamon, we also say Hoichiv Din Nefoshes, Achar Roiv. That would be the B in the Machloikis Rambam Raivit. The Rambam holds this Chiddish that only by Ruba de Leisa Kamon, Tzolchim de Nefosh Sachar Roiv, not by Ruba de Isa Kamon, and the Raivit disagreed with that. But why did the Raivit wait for the second Rambam? Why wasn't he Cholik right away by the first Rambam? There's a laugh in the Torah of Lo Yisirtzich. Is a person allowed to kill a Goy? Avadi can't kill a Goy. Is there a love of Leisirtzach to kill a Goy? Poshut, we would have thought, most the love of Rodmel Chaveir in the Torah, but there are klal between two Yisraelim. Is there a love of Leisirtzach to kill a Goy? It doesn't say Re'eyu in the Pasuk, it doesn't say Leisirtzach Re'eyu. The Minchas Chinuch says that of a Poshut, there's no love of Leisirtzach to kill a Goy. That's not the love. But there's Kama Mashmois in the Rambam, that the love of Leisirtzach is koil legoi. Midaraisa be a love. Doesn't say Leisirtzach re'eyu. The Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchos Ritzeach, kol hoirig nefesh ben odom, oive beloyis aseishem Leisirtzach. Whoever kills a ben odom. The Rambam doesn't say kol hoirig nefesh Yisroel, kol hoirig nefesh ben odom. A goy is also a ben odom. Another Rambam, Perek Beis Ritzeach, Mi shohorag ger toishev. Well, ger toishev is a goy. Mi shohorag ger toishev. Einoi nerag olive bezdin. He's not mechuyiv misa in bezdin. Somebody who kills a Yisroel, it's mechuyiv misa. If he kills a ger toishev, who's a goy, he's not mechuyiv misa. Shenema, v'chiyozid ish al rei eyu. That's what the chiyiv misa says in that pasuk. V'chiyozid ish al rei eyu lahogoy ba'ormo, me'im mizbechi tikachenu lomus rei eyu. Getoyshev is not Re'eyu. The Rambam didn't find any miut in the love of Leisirtzach. He found a miut in the Chiyuv Misa, but it's mashma the love he has. Not only that, but the Rambam later on Hilchos Ritzeach says that a Yisroel that kills a Getoyshev b'shoigig is Mechuyiv Golus. A Yisroel that kills a Getoyshev b'shoigig is Mechuyiv Golus. A Getoyshev is a Goy. The Chiyuv Golus comes on the Aveira of Ritzicha. The oynish of the Aveiris Ritzicha, the kapore of the Aveiris Ritzicha b'shoigig is golus. Most people is an Aveiris Ritzicha and a ger toishev. In Cain, when we have a tinnik found in a city, and the city is roiv Yisraelim miut goyim, and we want to be done. Is there an Issa Ritzicha on this Tinnik? Is there an Issa? Is there an Issa Ritzicha on this person? What are we going to say? The Roiv is coming to Paskin that he's a Yisroel, and there's an Issa Ritzicha on him. Once we'll pass his Isser Ritzicha, if somebody kills him, was already established in the Isser Ritzicha, and now he's Mechuyev Misa. We were never done to the Isser Ritzicha on this person. We were never done the Shaila, is he a Yisroel, the Isser Ritzicha, or is a Goy, there's no Isser Ritzicha. Because even if he's a Goy, there's also an Isser Ritzicha. It made no difference to us. Legabi the lav of loisiritzach. Is he a Yisroel or is he a goy? Because the Yisroel loisiritzach and a goy also. If it made no difference to us, there was no psak on that. It wasn't negeya to have a psak. When is it negeya to us if he's a Yisroel or a goy? When somebody kills him, is he mechuyev misa? Ahoyrig Yisroel is mechuyev misa. Ahoyrig es a goy, even a get toishiv, is not mechuyev misa. Over there, the Torah said, Re'eyu. V'chiyozet ish ha-re'eyu l'hogoy ba'ombe. So when is the roi first coming to Paskin? L'gabi d'chiyev misa. If the roi was coming first to Paskin, l'gabi d'chiyev misa directly, ein holchem din nefosh achar roi. We can't go by din nefosh as after the roi. Over there, the raivid wasn't choylik on the Rambam. Because the only time we go by the roi din nefosh only when the roi is not paskining directly on the chiyev misa. The roi is paskining earlier on the iser. And that's only when the iser is only on the Yisroel, not on the goy, and the roi is telling me there's an iser, and once it's gepaskin, there's an iser, so now automatically you mechuyev misa later. But over here we never had a shail on the iser. Because even on the tzad is a goy, you also have a loisir tzach. On this, the raivid was a masik. The Ravid's only masik on the second Rambam. The second Rambam says that if she was found in the city, or Isha was found in a cave, and a Sofik Yisraelis, Sofik Goyer, Roid Yisraelim, she was Niskadshe, and now it's a Sofik Eishes Ish, the Rambam says, Abo Leo is not Mechuyev Misa. The Ravid comes over here, he disagrees very strongly. Ein Holchem Din Nefosh Zachar Roiv. Because over here, the Shaila was Negeya earlier. The Shaila was Negei as dear and Isser Eishes Ish on this Isha. If she's Israelis, it was Chal de Kedushin. There's an Isser Eishes Ish, an Isser Loisinov. If she was a Goyer, then it wasn't Chal de Kedushin. There's no Isser Loisinov. There might be a different Isser on Goyish Eishes Ish, but it's not the Lav of Loisinov. So if we're being down, if there's a Lav of Loisinov, which is only on a Kedushin Gemurin, a Kedushin of a Israelis, so we had a Sofik at that point. Is there a Lav or is there no Lav? The Roiv Paskin, that she's a Chaticha di Yisura, she's an Eishesish, Lagabe Yisse. Once the Roiv Paskin, later on, if somebody's Mizana with her, then that person is Mechuyev Misa. Because that's not, the Roiv is not Paskin directly Lagabe the Chiyev Misa. The Sikam Advorim, the Klal of Hoychum di Nefosh Achar Roiv is only when the Roiv is Paskining on the Chaticha di Yisura. Before it's Negeya, the Dina Nefoshes. And that became already established by us, and later on, we could Mechayev Misa. The Shitas HaRambam, Lefimash and his boy, it is, that this is only by Aruba de Leisa Kamon. Aruba de Isa Kamon, which is not a Psak Vadai, doesn't have this Madrege, that we could say that it was already established, and later on, we're not using the Roiv anymore. We always see that's of the Tzad, and we always need to use the Roiv. And if we always need to use the Roiv, then the Roiv can't Paskin anymore in Dina Nefoshes. Derive it, was choylik on the Rambam, and the Ravid paskind that even Ruba de Isa Kamon has this halacha that the Roiv could paskin earlier and remail later on Zechiv Misa. But the Ravid still was moided to the Rambam that was negated Ritzicha. If we have a Sofik Yisrael, Sofik Goy, even if it was a Roiv Yisraelim, but the Roiv never paskin on the Isser Ritzicha, because even on the side he's a Goy, there's an Isser Loisiritzach. So the whole nafkemina, if he's a Yisrael or a Goy, is only Negeya, the Chiyav Misa. So you want the Roiv to paskin directly in the Chiyav Misa. Ein holchem din nefosh achar Roiv. The Roiv can't paskin directly in the Chiyav Misa. One more Rambam, to be mazbe with this Yisoid. That's a Rambam in Perek Aleph Yisurei Biyah. The Rambam is talking about the halacha of Huchsak. If something that we don't know for sure, but it's something that we see that this is the way they're acting. If the Ish and Isha come to the city, we don't have to know for sure that they are Eish to Sish. But if we see they live together, then we assume the Eish to Sish, and Soiklin ala Chazokis. If somebody comes and he lives with a family, and it becomes assumed by us that she's his daughter, then Soiklin ala Chazokis. The Rambam brings a Raya, Makay Oviv. A person who's Makay Oviv is Chayiv Misa. How do we know this is his father? We have Eidus, this is his father? Because this was already assumed by us for many, many years that this was the assumption. They lived in a way that it was able to be assumed that this is a father, and that's called Soikna Lachazokis. The Magen Mishnah brings that this is a Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says this, brings this raya in Makay Oviv. The Gemara in Masechtas Chulin says a different reason. The Gemara says Makay Oviv, the reason why is Chayav Misa, because there's a roif. Roif be'ilas acha habal. And the roif, that is his father. So what does the Rama bring? Soikna Lachazokis? This could be mitam roif. Same teretz. What's the love of Makay Oviv? Makay Oviv is Mechuyev Misa. Makay Chaveir is not Mechuyev Misa, it's Mechuyev Malkis. What's the love of Makay Oviv? There's no special love for Makay Oviv. It's the love of Lo Yosef, which is the same love of Makay Chaveir. So what we want to have is Shaila, is this his father? Legabi the Isir of Hakod, the non-Afkemina. It's the same love of Lo Yosef. It's the same love of Lo Yosef. The Nafkemina is only Negeya, is he Chayiv Misa, Potter from Misa. You can't use the Roiv, because then the Roiv is directly paskening that he's Mechuyev Misa. Sign with a little bit of the Divrei Musa that Zeidel Zecher Levroche was spoken yeshiva. The Maime Chazal, Yeduadika Maime Chazal, Viter HaKadosh Baruch Hu al kol Averi Shebatoyru, Veloi Viter al Avoyin Bittel Toyru. Rabbi Yishlein wasn't Mevater on Bittel Toyru. Rabbeinu Yoyner brings this in Shari Tshuva, and Rabbeinu Yoyner says that you see that sometimes a Bittel Mitzvah could be worse than the biggest Averis. How do we understand this Maime Chazal? We understand that Talmud Torah is the biggest mitzvah. Talmud Torah keneged kulam. The Bittel Talmud Torah should be worse than the worst Averis in the Torah, the Averis Yosech Hamuris. It's a Gemara in Masechtas Brachos, which is a very, very hard to understand. Godel Kovet HaBriyis Shedoyche Loisa Seisha BaTorah. The Gemara says, it doesn't mean it's doicha loisa say midaraisa bekum veasei. It means either it's doicha loisa say besheva al taisa, or it's doicha adarabonon. But kovid abriyis has a koyach. A person shouldn't be mizbaza to be doicha in certain circumstances al loisa say sebetoir. What's the pshat? A person who's mechuyev to give away kol mamoinoi beshvila loisa say. Bechol moidecha. Kovid abriyis is doicha loisa say. Rabbi Rucham, the Mirah Mashgiach, learned from here, Yesoid Godel. The Zayde brings down the Shmuzin. The Klal and the Tzura of all mitzvahs is one Tachlis. The Novi says, Kol anikra b'shmi l'chvoidi b'rosev yitzatev afasisev. The Tachlis of every mitzvah is one Klalis diketafkid. Kvoid Shemaim. When a person does a mitzvah, he's showing that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is Adoin HaKoyel, and he's an Eved, and he's being Mar B'Kvoit Shemaim. Kovet HaBriyis is also a chelik of Kvoit Shemaim. Ki B'Tzelem Elikim Oses HaOdom. And the Kovet of Briyis is the also Kvoit Shemaim. Godel Kovet HaBriyis Doich Lo Yisrish HaBatoyre. Because the Ike Tafkid of all mitzvahs is Kvoit Shemaim. Kovet HaBriyis is a chelik of Kvoit Shemaim. In certain circumstances, Doich Lo Yisrish HaBatoyre. What does this mean that the ikir of all mitzvahs is kvoit shemaim? Every mitzvah has in it a tam. Every mitzvah has in it a certain tikkun, gavoya me'al gavoya, time that are yiduim to us, time that are not yiduim to us. Every mitzvah brings a certain shleimus into the person's nefesh. Every person has a certain oir, and it's a different shleimus, and it's a different tikkun, a different oir. Every mitzvah has a protius dike, a specific reason, a specific inyan. But there's also a klal, that all mitzvahs are a kiyim of the tzivei Hashem, the rotz Hashem, and that's mar b'kvoit shemaim. Rabbi Rucham was telling us the ikir of mitzvahs is the kvoit shemaim. The chelik ha-proti of each mitzvah is tofel agabi desike. Talmud Torah is keneged kulam. Talmud Torah is keneged kulam. Which means that mitzad the specific inyan of Talmud Torah, this is the greatest mitzvah. The greatest tikkun, the greatest oir, the greatest shleimus that any mitzvah brings, Talmud Torah is the greatest of all mitzvahs. But if the ikki of mitzvahs is kvod shemayim, then it has to be Talmud Torah keneged kulam in the kvod shemayim. That means that every mitzvah yid does is mar b'kvod shemayim. Talmud Torah means when a yid sits down and he learns Torah because this is Dvar Hashem, this is Divrei Elokim Chaim. He's learning Torah because it's given from HaKadosh Baruch Hu from Sinai. And the Yid gives away hours and hours and hours to learn the Dvar Hashem. And not only gives away, but the Yid is ready to be Omol, Yageya. He toils and he puts in tremendous effort to understand the Torah, which is tremendously difficult. And he has a Rashi, on one word of a Rashi, he could sit and he could think and he could talk and it bothers him so much. And he has a Tosfos, which he doesn't understand, and he has to put so much effort into it. Why is he doing this? Because this is Dvar Hashem. This is Divrei Elokim Chaim. This is the biggest Kvod Shemayim that's possible in the Bria. Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam is the oil of the mitzvah, the shleimus of the mitzvah, but the Kvod Shemayim the mitzvah brings is the biggest Kvod Shemayim that's possible in the Bria. The Gemara in the end of Brochus, Dorash Rab Yehuda, Pasach Rab Yehuda v'dorash b'chvoid ha-toyre. Rabbi Yehuda said Adrosha talked about kovod ha-toyre. Haskeis u'shma Yisroel hayoyim hazeh niyeis elohom. V'lamedcho. Shechavivim divrei toyre al kol Yisroel kiyoyim shenitna. A Yid learns toyre. Toyre is, we have it for many years. It's something that maybe is very nesyashin tos. A Yid learns Torah with his chadshus. It's like hayoyim nitne. Chavivim divrei Torah. Kovod ha-Torah. Pasachim divrei Torah. Kovod ha-Torah. Dova ache. Haskeis u'shma Yisroel. Asu kitois kitois. Klaiso forms groups, chaburis, to learn Talmud Torah. Lefish ein ha-Torah nikdele b'chabura. What's the mile of a chabura? Kvoid ha-Torah. Yidn come together. If you learn by yourself privately, that's one level. But Yidn come together. The mefarsim, this inyan, Kvoid ha-toyru. Dova ache, haskeis u'shma Yisroel, kittis u'atzmechem, lefi she'ein ha-toyru niknis, elam ishememis atzmei aleo. Somebody has to be omul and yogeya in Torah. That's how he's koin the Torah. That's kvoid ha-toyru. When it's nikid the omul and yegir, that's posach ha-gidu v'dorash b'chvoid ha-toyru. Lu'um hazeh, the aveir of bitul Torah is the hepech of kvoid shamayim. And the aveir of bitul Torah is bizoyin. Bizoyin. A person has the opportunity to learn divrei elokim chaim. The Rebbeinu Shlom is giving you his Torah. And the person goes and he wastes his time on dvorim shel ma bekach. This is a zilzul. And this is a pegiyah. And this is a bizoyin for the kvoid shamayim. Vita HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaKol Averus. Every Averus, to a certain extent, is the hepech of Kvod Shemayim. But the biggest hepech of Kvod Shemayim is Avoyim Bittul Torah. Coming into this Beis Medrash, Koisla Beis HaMedrash Yechichu, on the Be'er Chafaru HaSorim, the Hergish is the Hergish of Kvod HaTorah. Kvod HaTorah. Torah that's Nilmad B'Chabura, Torah that's Nilmad B'Ameilis U'B'Yegiyah, a mokum of kvoid ha-toyre. Rabbi Yishlam shehelp. Moisef siyata deshmaya. To be mamshich. This gewaldike mokum toyre. Every yochid should be vayte mamshich. To matzliach. To be meroim kvoid ha-toyre. And be mizborech with the brocha. Borech ha-shayokum divra ha-toyre ha-zois. Ad ki yov yishilim hev yameinu.